90.5 WMUCFM College Park. Good Tuesday evening to you. My name is Patchen, and you are listening to the new indie canon here at WMUC. A syllabus 25 years in the making, celebrating the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated for my generation and yours. Because when you've been playing new music long enough, it becomes old music. And I remember when that song was new, I was actually up DJing in Baltimore. I was DJing up at WTMD and Saturday mornings from 10 to 3. And Regina Spektor's Begin to Hope was the album. That song, Fidelity, was the lead-off track on that album. That record turns 20 years old this Saturday. So yeah, big anniversary. And we'll be hearing a couple more from that over the next hour. We've got a couple anniversaries, a couple 20-year anniversaries, a couple 30-year anniversaries, but we also have some new music to play throughout the course of the hour, some summer tunes. It's going to be a fun time. I hope you stick around. If there's something you want to hear, I will be up on Facebook in a little bit and on Twitter, but right now the best way to reach me is our Spinitron chat window. Just go to wmuc.umd.edu/Spinitron and log in there if you would like to send me a message. We played a bunch of summer songs last week. I never got a chance to play this one. It's Chumped, Hot 97, Summer Jam. Once again, you're listening to 90.5.
I'm looking at you. You're looking. especially not that. I don't love anything. I don't love anyone. Well, maybe my sister. Maybe my baby brother too.
WMUC-FM College Park. Yeah, another anniversary there. We have just hit, a couple of days ago, the 30th anniversary of Belle and Sebastian's Tiger Milk, released the 6th of June, 1996. That was just I Don't Love Anyone. Before that, relatively new Rat Boys, Sig Into an Empty Chair came out in February. What's Right is one of the big tracks off that. The whole album is great, though. We had Camera Obscura, Let's Get Out of This Country was the title track off of that album. That album just turned 20 years old, also on the 6th of June. And as I mentioned at the top of that set, we had Jumped with Hot 97 Summer Jam from Teenage Retirement. So, absolutely killer set there. Just had so much fun with those songs. We got more great music on the way. Hang tight for just 30 seconds.
One of the few times we are aware of movement is when it suddenly stops. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
There's an album that came out in March, but it kind of exploded. There's an album that came out in March of 1996. I don't exist in this time period, apparently. There's an album that came out in March of 1996, which was my senior year of high school. But it exploded in the late spring, early summer. Just all of a sudden, people just discovered it. And it was really exciting to have it happen. And I remember being here in the Columbia area and listening on Sunday nights. DC 101 would play half of a side of an album, sort of as much as the FCC would let them and the record labels would let them. And they played the first half of this album, and I just fell in love. I went out and bought it immediately. And this was Tracy Bonham's The Burdens of Being Upright. And this was an album that really benefited from that treatment, because song after song, first half of that album, everyone was a banger. And people just discovered her. And this week was actually, even though the album came out in March, this week was actually the 30th anniversary of her chart apex. She sort of peaked around June 15th or so, according to my research. So I wanted to play this, since we didn't really focus on this back in March. I wanted to play this now. It's Tracy Bonham, her big single from The Burdens of Being Upright, Mother Mother, on 90.5.
Me and my friends are like the trunks on the spotlight. stars, but I couldn't find the hate and I couldn't find the fear. I'm a savior, I knelt at his feet, and he took my $10 and he went down the street. I try to believe all the things that you said, but my friends that aren't dying are already dead. Raise a toast to St. Joe's drummer. I think he might have been our only decent teacher. Get out of it, it makes it harder to remember. We are our only saviors. We're gonna build something this summer.
Time to start again. across them somehow.
That one's hot off the presses. Round of applause at the end of the world on 90.5 WMUCFM College Park. That's a new one by Wild Pink off their forthcoming album, Still Coming Down. Before that, we had Counting Crows with their cover of Start Again from Underwater Sunshine, or What We Did on Our Summer Vacation. The Hold Steady Constructive Summer from Stay Positive. Played that last week, but of course I was going to play it again. You can only play that for a couple weeks every year. I have to get it out while I can. And we started things off with Tracy Bonham, Mother Mother. Once again, her album, The Burdens of Being Upright, hit its peak chart-wise 30 years ago this week, back in 1996. That was off Island Records. Hey, I haven't done the weather, have I? And I'm not going to because my phone is charging across the room. do that a little later. In the meantime, let's go across the pond and all the way back to the late 1970s when punk was as delightful and bratty as it could be. This is the Trainspotters. This is High Rise.
Sundown. Rule 4, don't spit on the floor. With no friends standing near, all of my days. I cried aloud, I shook my hands at what I'm doing here, all of these days. For I look around me and my eyes confound me. Just too bright as the days keep turning into night. Loneliness no more, all of my days. For I look around me and it seems you found me, and it's coming into sight as the days keep turning into night. As the days keep turning into night. And even breathing feels alright. Yes, even breathing feels alright. Now even breathing feels alright. Yes, even breathing.
90.5 WMUCFM College Park. Alexi Murdoch there. His Time Without Consequence just turned 20 years old. Another one from June 6th of 2006. That was a hell of a day. That's one of those lightning in a bottle days where you look back and go, what was happening in the music industry on that day? Before that, Annabelle Chairlegs, Watermelon Summer. Neo Archives with Boys in Blue. That's a new one, relatively new. We've been playing that the last couple weeks from Emotional Junglist. And going all the way back to the late 70s, Trainspotters with High Rise. You're listening to 90.5. Of course, if we're going to be looking back at 20th and 30th anniversary songs, we cannot not talk about two songs that just were unlike any others this week 30 years ago in 1996. One was technically it gets lumped into the swing revival, but it wasn't swing, because it was more like the Charleston, or I don't even, you know, I'm not even sure what the quite the right genre of music was. Skiffle? No, that's the Beatles early stuff. It was swing and jazz? I don't even know. But the point is, yeah, of course I'm talking about Squirrel Nut Zippers, and they're completely out of nowhere, out of left field single Hell. And of course, another album that came out this particular week, 30 years ago, Los Del Rio released an album of Macarena remixes and other songs to capitalize on the success of the popularity of their song Macarena, which had been because of Los Del Mar and the Bayside Boys remix of their song of the Los Del Rio. You basically had two or three versions of Macarena floating around, so Los Del Rio decided to plant their flag and put out an entire Macarena and related songs album to capitalize on this. And of course, this came out right as prom season was hitting, so, you know, this popped into stores and everyone bought it. It got referenced at the Olympics in the next month. Yeah, it was everywhere. So we're gonna have a little of those right now. You're listening to 90.5. This was supposed to all fit into the first hour. Might have to creep into the second hour, but you know, that's just gonna happen. Once again, 90.5.
All day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
In the afterlife, we'll be headed for the serious life. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
The people listen attentively, I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man dampen his feet. Extruded and burned to ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
In the afterlife, we'll be headed for the serious life. Now you break the scene all day, but tomorrow we'll be held to pay. Yeah!
where college radio is good radio, you're listening to 90.5 WMUCFM College Park.
We'll be right back.